I am here at Blockhouse Studios with Hovindroven, who are here all the way from Sweden. Thank you all so much for coming and being on WFHB with us today.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Let's get started with our first song.
Yes.
Live on WFHB. Again, thank you so much for being here on the air with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's go around and who do we have in the room today?
Start with me. My name is Bjorn. I play the drums. We have Bo Lindberg on the guitar. We have Jens Kommen on saxophone.
Hi.
Kjell-Erik Eriksson fiddle. And Pedro Bloom on the bass guitar.
Wonderful. Great. And tell us a little bit about that first song. What did we hear there?
We heard a song called Slyng. Name we picked up from a Norwegian road sign, meaning beware of slyng, which apparently means swing, which is kind of the same as groove. So we thought that would be a good name for a song, beware of the groove.
Very nice. There's definitely a lot of groove in Hovindroven's work. And how long has the group been together now? Because you've been kind of on the scene for a while.
Almost 30 years.
Wow.
We usually say that 91 was the beginning, but to be honest, it was more like 89.
And how did that all come together?
Most of us, me excluded, were at this, you call it Folkhögskola. Is there an equivalent in here? I'm not sure.
Folk High School.
Folk
High
School.
I don't think you have the same kind of school here. Like in between college and university.
Okay.
So we went to this music school. And that's where we started playing, learning these old traditional tunes. Myself started learning these traditional tunes from Kjell-Erik, our fiddler, who is really born right into the Swedish folk music tradition, having a father playing and being one of these super nerds. Right, Kjell? Yes, he's nodding.
He has no microphone, so he has no
going around the villages and meeting all the fiddlers and all the singers and drinking liters of coffee and discussing old times.
Yeah, very much the Swedish way, I think.
The traditional way, I guess, learning this music by heart and by ear.
But there's definitely, I think, more than just the old traditions in the kind of Hovindroven sound. So how would you describe kind of what you've done with those traditional songs?
well, apparently we're not a very traditional band, because all these melodies are, from the beginning, they're only played on fiddle or maybe a flute. Correct me if I'm wrong here.
The most traditional instrument would be the fiddle.
Yes, but we added our own flavor, but only accentuating the character in the melodies that are already there. I would say it has to come from the melody, whether it's going to be like a ballad or a song like you just heard.
So how would you describe your style to people who are coming to Lotus and seeing you for the first time or hearing you for the first time?
The lucky ones who are listening right now, it would be easier. Yeah. It's a bit hard to explain in words. But we call it ourselves Swedish folk rock. And then when you're over here, then people think of the more singer-songwriter like American folk. Mm. But in Sweden, folk music is very much about that fiddle tradition. Mm. And the fiddle music. So it more compares to Irish or Celtic music, maybe.
Right.
So that's the root, and then we add a lot of rock and roll. So maybe if you blend an old fiddler and Angus Young, you'll get something.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Great. And so you came from your fiddler here came from a more traditional background. Did you all kind of have that traditional training?
Not at all. No, not at all.
Great. So
I for one, did not have it. Until I met these guys, and neither did Bo, I would say. No.
But since we've been doing this now for 30 years, so we're kind of in it.
Definitely.
And we also have this more traditional band inside the band, which plays more of a traditional folk music than Mr. Guitar Slinger here plays the accordion, myself play the acoustic guitar, and Pedro plays the upright bass, and then we're more of a traditional band.
Very nice. Mm. So you can come at it from different directions and you can kind of head out in other directions.
Right.
Great. Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead with our second song. What are you going to play for us next?
The next one is called, help me. Rätstickan, the teaser, something like that. We borrowed the melody from this global teasing tune. Da 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 da. Now you got it.
That's great. That's, I think, pretty universal. Oh yeah, we got that.
Yeah, you will recognize it. It's actually our political statement. Be kind to each other. Be kind.
You're listening to Hovendroven live on WFHB as part of our Lotus Live series. So wonderful, again, to have you here, and that was a fantastic song.
Thank you.
You gave it a political statement there.
Well, we're not really the kind of political guys in that way, but we think we can...
That one's easy. You know, that's, be kind.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's easy, but apparently not that easy in the world today, but... Be
definitely
kind.
A good one. Yeah. Definitely. Wonderful. And it's been a little while, I think, since you've been in the United States. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
We used to come here quite a lot
from 97, I think we started coming here.
Yeah.
And then we came
back. But now it was 10 years ago, right?
11, I think, yeah.
Right. And how's your tour been so far on this continent?
Good times.
Good.
Good times, yeah. Yes. We've had a chance to revisit some old friends and
wonderful.
Hang out.
Oh, that's great. We're really excited to have you at Lotus. Obviously people who are tuning in kind of know what to expect a little bit now, but for everyone who's just tuning in now, what would you like people to take away from your performances at Lotus?
I think they will leave us with a smile.
Hopefully
dancing.
Excellent.
Dancing, that's a good one.
Yeah, leave dancing smile. Yeah.
Mm. Wonderful, wonderful. And are you going to have, I know you had a new EP out last year, is
yeah,
that right?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little
Spotify,
bit about
it? Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Is that going to be here at Lotus?
We only have it in digital form.
Okay.
It's
yes.
Not in physical.
Great.
Our master plan was to put out an EP every year. It hasn't worked out that well.
Great.
But we're... Yes.
The plan was 3 EPs and then a physical LP.
Ah, okay.
Well, great. We'll see about that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. I like that. More... More music, the better.
Yes.
Definitely. Great. And where can our listeners go and check out your digital releases or what you're doing?
We're on Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp, has mm-hmm. some high-definition files if you want to
Great.
Download them. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And, yeah, a little bit about the EP. So would you like to tell us a little about how that?
It was actually us meeting up in Jens's basement, like, I don't know, for a couple of months, writing songs just the way we always do.
Right.
Fool around, whatever happens, happens. We're very, anything goes with this band.
Yeah.
You can just throw out any idea and we will try it, you know. And if it works, it works. If then it sticks.
Very rock and roll.
Yeah.
It's the rock and roll spirit.
Probably.
Wonderful. Well, we've got time, I think, for one more song. Yeah. So, yeah, tell us what we're going to hear next.
We're going to play you the most beautiful one we know, actually. And we have played this one for... Since 1992, maybe. It's called Åre Polska. And it's one of those traditional Polskas. So if you're at home and trying to stamp your foot and you think, what is this? It's a bit strange. Think about 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3, and you'll be fine.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Ora Polska by Hovendroven here on Lotus Live on WFHB. Thank you again one more time for being
on
the show.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Wonderful. And thanks to Blockhouse Studios and all the WFHB volunteers who made this Lotus Live session possible.